audio courtesy of sandspaper.com. Street performers called buskers play music or otherwise perform for voluntary donations.
It looks to me that over the course of the last 450 some odd years, there's been street performance regularly downtown. And we want to preserve that because that's authentic to Pensacola.
DIB Executive Director Kurt Moore says the aim of the guidelines, he emphasizes they are not rules, is to preserve the faithfulness of street performances within the board's district, which covers 44 blocks. Another challenge is to separate buskers from panhandlers in the city's pending ordinance against the latter.
Under this particular style ordinance, it would eliminate street performers. Almost every street performer I've ever talked to, they do not like to be referred to as panhandlers. We need to develop this program by which street performers can perform.
The guidelines were developed after studying street performance in a number of cities, most notably Asheville, North Carolina.
They've been so open in helping us develop this, in as far as saying, hey, we developed this guideline and this more or less loose local etiquette that we follow, and you can use that as the jump-off point. So we did, practically verbatim.
Downtown performers, businesses, and homeless advocates also were consulted in forming the guidelines.
And it works well from the perspective of the busker, you know, how do you do this and do it well? And so those are the things that we want to cultivate here. And I think if we seed that type of activity, then we get the result that I think we all want.
Among the list of do's and don'ts for the sidewalk gigs, only one audible performance at a single time within 120 feet of the location marked for busking. Non-audible performances, a minimum of 40 feet from an audible performance in the high impact area. Also take turns, 2 hours at a time.
You have certain areas where it's acceptable, and if it's acceptable there, this is how we act when we're in that area. We don't camp on it and spend all day playing harmonica when there's someone that would really like to play their saxophone for a while or strum a guitar. So be mindful and respectful of those other performers.
Since other performers are nearby, keep the amps and drums at a reasonable volume. And Moore says keep your footprint small. Just bring what you need.
We don't need a 10-piece orchestra out there, so be mindful of making sure there's plenty of room for pedestrians to continue walking by if they don't want to stop and enjoy your performance.
Buskers also need to watch their crowd size. 6 feet of sidewalk space is required for passersby. Also, introduce themselves to their fellow buskers and nearby businesses. This will help cut down the number of complaints heard by the DIB.
Sometimes it can be a little aggressive. It can be in your face a little bit, but if we work to cultivate the type of activity and we seed that activity, then we end up with a result that can maintain its authenticity, which I think is really, really important. It can be gritty, but it doesn't have to be that off-putting.
Some of the most common complaints are performances that are too loud, playing repetitive songs, and clearly not having enough talent to draw a small crowd. During the day, they're urged to be mindful of office workers and at night, of residents. The guideline, says DIB Chief Kurt Morse, will be the subject of more discussions with street performers in the coming weeks.
And then let's identify some high traffic areas where you can perform and have the greatest opportunity for a good, responsive audience. Let's go to the city and say, these are the spaces we'd like to have, and do we need to get a license to use that space?
The anti-panhandling ordinance proposal, sponsored by Mayor Ashton Hayward and City Council President Brian Spencer, is set for a vote on Thursday. Buskers are hoping the final version will exclude them. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.